It's Travel Talk with Slow Baja, and I'm delighted to be in Todos Santos today with Chef Javier Plasencia, and we are at his Hazamango Cafe, and we're just going to talk about who Javier is when he's in Todos Santos, what the Todos Santos magic is. The Pueblo Mágico Todos Santos is an amazing place, and Javier has two restaurants here, and we're just going to get down to who he is in his shorts, in his flip-flops, sand between his toes, all that stuff. So enjoy the show with Chef Javier Plasencia. Hey, this is Michael Emery. Thanks for tuning into the Slow Baja. This podcast is powered by Tequila Fortaleza, handmade in small batches. And hands down, my favorite tequila. Hey, I want to tell you about your new must-have accessory for your next Baja trip. Benchmark Maps has released a beautiful, beautiful Baja California Road and Recreation Atlas. It's a 72-page large format book of detailed maps and recreation guides that makes the perfect planning tool for exploring Baja. Pick yours up at benchmarkmaps.com. Is there a saying in Spanish that's the same as progress, not perfection?
Progress, not perfection. Sí, claro. Progresión, no perfección. Something like that.
But what do you say when you look, when you're looking around your restaurant and you're saying, oh man, I wish they had done this, I wish they had done that?
It's just hard. It's hard. It's not hard. I mean, we have good staff. They understand what we...
Gracias.
What we're looking for, what our... What we are looking for with this space, or any space, you know, it just comes down to hospitality, good service, good ingredients. But you know, in Spanish you say "al ojo del amo engorda el caballo."
Okay, now you're gonna give me the translation
for that's for when, my audience. Like when the when the owner, the horse gets, what is it? Al ojo del amo. When the amo means like the boss or the jefe or the, in this case, the guy who takes care of the horses. When he's there, the owner of the horse, it's healthy and fat. You know, when he's not, it's the horse, it's.
I got it.
Something
I
like
got
that.
Got it. Hey, Javier. Cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know. Is it too dangerous to do this now? The orange juice is beautiful, freshly squeezed, of course.
It's the best. I love the oranges from this area.
It is the best. Holy Toledo.
We need a little bit of vodka.
Well, if you can find some, that's okay with me. Hey, I just want to say thanks. Javier, good to see you again. We're here in Todos Santos at Hazamango Cafe. And I just wanted to catch up with you because we're going to be in the same place at the same time, which is rare. And I want to ask you about you. I want to ask you about who are you when you're in Todos Santos?
Who am I when I'm here? Well, I'm the same person, but I transport to another, I don't know, time zone or another world. Here I feel very comfortable. This is the lifestyle that I really, really like and enjoy. I can come and work in my sandals and my shorts. I feel free. There's this sense of you're still in this beautiful, slow-moving Baja town, but still we have, you know, a good amount of good tourists. People that I like or enjoy serving to, people that come and are looking for adventures, surfing or yoga or trekking, bicycle, anything, and lots of foodies, people that are looking for authentic, really good ingredients, and that's the people that we love to serve.
It's people who get it. Who
people
understand.
Who get it and understand and respect. There's a lot people that come here respect a lot the space, the locals, and that's what it's all about, I think.
So what is it about Todos Santos that is special, or what is it about Todos Santos that brings in that person?
It's a magical place. It's got something special that really draws you. I have lots of friends, chef friends, industry friends, family friends, family members that when they come here for the first time, I mean, they just don't want to go back. They fall in love with this little town and what its surroundings, and they just, they either want to come back every year, or they want to build a home here, or they just want to spend a lot of time down here. And it's just a special, magical place. I don't know what it is exactly. It's just, it's in the air, man. It's in the ocean.
What is being in the ocean? I want to ask you. I know you surf, and you're traveling all the time and cooking all the time. You have to be working on relationships and finding money and all that stuff. But what happens for you personally when you've kicked your flip-flops off, you've got your trunks on or your wetsuit, and your board's under your arms, and you just start walking into the water?
It's the best feeling. It's the best feeling ever. What I love about this place is I'm super close to the ocean. I mean, I take my ATV down to the beach. I can even ride a horse, you know. It's just that feeling, and having an amazing wave so close to your home or to your work. It's a great feeling. Just to get out of the water after a great session and just walking to work without even taking a shower, that's a great thing for me. Still with sand in my toes and water, ocean water coming out of my nose.
You know, we can't wait to drive our old Land Cruiser down to Baja, and when we go with Baja Bound Insurance. Their website's fast and easy to use. Baja Bound Insurance, serving Mexico travelers since 1994. Hey, do you have a 4x4? You love off-road racing? You got to join Slow Baja in the Nora 500. It's Ensenada to Ensenada. Three great days, October 7th through 10th. Kurt LeDuc, Off-Road Hall of Famer, leads the class. If we can do it in our old truck, you can do it. Get your street legal 4x4, get into the safari class, and I'll see you in Ensenada. More info at nora.com. That's www.nora.com, or on Slow Baja. When you're out there surfing, do the waves dictate the board, or are you always longboarding, or are you shortboarder? Are you aggressive off the lip, or are you just catching a wave, making a turn? And
you know what? Of course, I got older, I got bigger, fatter, slower. So I struggle a lot.
For those not sitting in front right here watching, Javier's in very good shape. So I don't know what shape he used to be in, but he's in very good shape.
No, for me now, I'll tell you a little story. When I was younger, in my 20s, 30s, and I used to surf a lot in Rosarito and K38 and Calafia, all those places, I used to see when I was going into the water and there were guys coming out, you know, older guys, I used to just talk to them and say, "Hey, how was it?" And they will say, "I was great as long as I'm in the water, you know, that was a great thing for me." And older guys, you know, will say, "Shit, man, what do you mean? I mean, did you rip? Did you, you know, how many waves did you get and all that?" And now it's the same for me. When younger guys see me go in the water, say, "How was it?" I say, "As long as I'm in the water and just catching a few waves, I'm great." But you know, it's just that. I have different kinds of boards. I have short boards that are thicker now, wider, because of my weight. And you can depend now on a lot of, the surfboard industry, it's becoming, as cars and everything else, you take advantage of the, you know, the new generation of board makers and the boards that we have now, all the hybrids. So I still don't want to become a longboarder. I mean, that's that between either a shortboard or a longboard, but I have a, you know, a hybrid.
We're not going to see you out there on a soft top soon.
No.
10-foot soft top.
Never. I will never. I mean, I enjoy my time out there. I have a, like a 270. I have a 6.5 that I recently got shaped by a Oaxacan friend of mine. Thicker and just it's a fish. It's a old school type of surf on surfing, just to ride the wave and go with the flow. But yeah, that's what I enjoy. I just came back from La Ticla in Michoacán. That was my first time there. And I brought my fish, my 6.5, and I just couldn't surf it because it was big. So my friend led me his 7.0, a little thick. It was perfect for me, for my weight and my size. And I got one of the best waves of my life. It was perfect. It was solid, 8 foot, and it was so beautiful.
So you're not fooling around. You're going out with the big boy stuff.
I wouldn't go out in bigger waves.
12 feet,
no,
15 feet.
No,
I get it.
I'm not comfortable. I'm not in the shape that I should be to be surfing in those waves. But, you know, a good 8 foot is great for me. 6 or 8 foot.
Yeah, well, that's big. So getting back to the statement of when you used to talk to old guys and they'd get out and they'd say, you know, it's just a good day because I was in the water. Is there a cumulative effect on your mind and your body of just being in touch with the water?
Yeah, it's very hard to describe that feeling if you're not a surfer or if you're not a person who enjoys being in the ocean. It's something very special that I feel, especially when I'm out there with not a lot of people, and especially if it's a late session, getting, you know, watching the sunset and staying out there till dark. I have some memories that will never forget of certain surf breaks that I've been in really in touch with the ocean and with the earth, and that feeling it's amazing, but it's hard to describe it.
So getting on to business at hand here, how's Amongo? How are things now? We haven't spoken for, I don't know, 6 months or something, right?
Yeah.
7-8 months maybe now,
yeah.
Since I saw you at Finca Altozano. So tourists seem to be here.
Yes.
Business looks like, you know, new houses everywhere and
people
are here. So we're in the Hasmongo Cafe, which is behind the Klein Gallery, yeah?
Yeah. We just opened this like 8 months ago. We found this beautiful space. We're behind a really nice gallery that has been here for a long, long time. And this is a house that was built, I think it was built in the 50s. And just the greenery and the garden is amazing. It's beautiful. I fell in love with the space and I talked to the owner to see if she could rent it to us to do a small cafe that we can serve our breads that we bake at Hasmongo and our pastries, coffee, and we did a little bit of breakfast, and then now we're doing lunch. People love the space. The food is really good. It's all ingredients sourced from different farms around here, like this wonderful orange juice that
Amazing.
We're drinking. And yeah, it's mango season right now, so we're doing a lot of stuff with mangoes. And yeah, I love this space. It's very Todos Santos, you know. People come here without any shoes after a surf session or a yoga session, and it's very nice. Hasmongo, the restaurant, is doing amazing. We are now we are a place where people sometimes just plan their trip around the restaurant, which is very cool. I have many clients and friends that just either they come to Cabo or La Paz and they make a day trip down to Todos Santos just to go to the restaurant and spend some time there. And we have a wonderful staff. We're making tortillas now by hand. We're doing a nixtamalization. We bought a little machine because we couldn't find any good tortillas here in town. Here in Todos Santos, people are used to eating flour tortillas. And we couldn't find any really good corn tortilla, so we decided to bring in corn from Central Mexico, heirloom corn, and bought a nixtamal machine, and now we're grinding and and making our own tortillas. We have our bakery where we are very popular with the breads because we started with our wonderful baker 3 years ago, David, and he's doing an amazing job. It's all the madre masa, which is, you know, natural yeast and fermentation, and the word got around, so people buy a lot of bread from us. And the garden, the farm is doing amazing, and it's just one of those restaurants that is getting better and better every year. It's grown up now. I feel very proud of this restaurant, and I feel very comfortable here. You can get very creative, and it's just, you know, it's a great place.
Can you go deep, Javier, like in a deep, freaky deep tangent about what truly handmade tortillas are like?
Oh, it's if you never had a freshly made masa, I mean, coming out of the nixtamal machine.
So you're grinding the like Finca Altozano does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You've got the corn kernels dried.
We bring them in from Querétaro, Central Mexico, and Oaxaca. Depends on what's available. Now, when my trip into Michoacán, one of my visits was to a farmer that grows an amazing white corn and yellow corn. That they love over there. So we're going to start bringing some of that corn because it's natural, it's organic, it's what we're looking for in a good tortilla. And we want to support those small farmers. And
So tell me how deeply you have to go to get this authentic, this thing that's the foundation of Mexican food now. But yeah, you have to bring in your own corn, then what?
Yeah, we bring our own corn, we store it, and then we cook it, sometimes overnight or really early in the morning after it's dried. It's called el proceso de nixtamalización, where you cook it with cal, which is limestone, is that what you call it? The powder, the chemical, but it's not a chemical, it's a natural. And then we do that process, which is called nixtamalizar. And we cook it with water, and then we after the cooking process is done, we grind those corn kernels, and that turns into masa. And then when you have the masa, you make the tortillas, and that process is done every day because it's a natural ingredient. It's doesn't have any preservatives or anything, so you have to make them every day.
But when you do,
the flavor.
When you do, when you hear that woman slapping them in her yeah, hands, and then she puts it in the little press with the wax paper and presses it, and then picks it up and then presses it again, and then peels it off and flips it and puts it right on the hot grill.
Yeah, it's,
come on, man.
It's
come on.
It's another world. Once you taste that, you will never want to go back to any commercial tortilla.
Then that's what I'm getting to.
Recently, I had we did our festival here, the Santos and Pescadero Food and Wine Festival, and we invited a 3-star Michelin chef from Los Gatos, David Kinch from Vanresa. And when he came in the kitchen, when I was showing him around the restaurant, we had the lady pressing and cooking the tortillas, and she offered him a freshly made tortilla with just a little bit of salt. And you should have seen his face. He got the chills. He got, like, he wanted to cry, really. Like, he was, fuck, that's... And her sous chef, this really nice girl from Manresa, she never had that experience. And she was like, wow, blown away. And that's what it is. It's a very simple process. I mean, a tortilla is a tortilla, but it's the base of Mexican cooking. You know, without it, without corn, with nothing. Sin maíz no hay país. We say in Spanish.
Hey, Javier, I appreciate some time with you. I know you're a busy guy. On that profound message, we're gonna leave it right there, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Slow Baja's wardrobe is provided by Taylor Stitch. Responsibly built for the long haul, Taylor Stitch makes clothes that wear in, not out. Wherever your adventure takes you, Taylor Stitch has you covered. Check them out at taylorstitch.com.
A lot of you have asked how to support the show. Well, you can go to slowbaja.com, buy yourself some merch, click that donate button, drop a taco in our tank, and always, always share the show with a friend. Give it a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to, and I will see you next week.